Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's finally going to happen. And not for a fundraiser, which would be great.
This one's going to
be straight profit.
We're making money off of this.
Straight
son of a
money.
Guy. Yeah, straight cash, homie.
That's right.
Making some cash off of this one, right?
Kansas and Missouri will play hoops again.
Got a little exciting last night,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Got a little exciting last night to see these two schools getting ready to kind of rock and roll it on the college basketball court. I've told you this before, and I'll say it again. That fake game in 2017 that didn't matter for anything except raising money for a good cause. That was the last time I was really, truly excited about college basketball and really into a college basketball game.
I mean, really?
Yes, really, really, because it actually, you know, kind of meant something. It was like the rivalry was renewed a little bit for that game. And really, since then, there really hasn't been much.
That's a good name. We should do something with that.
Yeah, well, there hasn't really been much excitement since then on the college basketball floor. And this game, this renewal of the rivalry for me, while I'm very excited about it because it actually gives me something tangible to watch during the college basketball season because of that rooting interest and the, you know, as a Kansas fan, you dislike Missouri, and as a Missouri fan, you dislike Kansas, like a real final, like real rivalry game finally since 2012. But I also think this is also a kind of a last-ditch effort for both universities to kind of save college sports in Kansas City. And what I mean by that, Josh, is the border war is back. But Kansas City became a pro town overnight. When the Big 12 split up back in 2012 and Missouri went to the SEC and Kansas went to play teams you never heard of in the Big 12 conference, it lost its luster here in Kansas City. And I was kind of holding on, kicking and screaming, thinking, now we're still going to be a great college town. Since the Big 12 split up and the college conference realignments have happened, college sports has not been the same in Kansas City. It just doesn't have the same kind of energy, excitement, firepower that it did when we were all involved.
Conversation you could have, even if it didn't involve specifically your team, got to near enough your team where you cared,
right,
or you were ticked,
or you were mad, or something.
Right.
There was a way to kind of you know get the emotion going with college sports in this town. But since the split up of the Big 12 conference, it hasn't been like that. Now, on the same hand, the Royals started winning, and they went to two world championships. Okay, and they won a World Series. 13 was great. 14 was awesome. 15 was even better. And as the Royals started to win and become champions, then all of a sudden the Kansas City Chiefs picked up their end of the slack and started to be a perennial playoff team and then went out and got Patrick Mahomes. And so the palette for college sports in this town has severely declined.
Sporting KC was on the rise during that whole time as well. So.
And we became a city that became a pro sports franchise winning, rooting city overnight, where the college stuff was fun for a long, long time. But I think the reason we were such a good college town is because our pro team stunk. You know, we really had nothing to root for when it came to those professional teams. Then all of a sudden, the professional teams got good. The Big 12 split up, and the sports landscape in this town changed dramatically. And now I look at this game, and they're bringing it back, and they're playing, obviously, the first game next year at Sprint Center. I think it's an effort by both Missouri and Kansas looking around on the sports landscape saying, we need to find a way to get Kansas City back and involved into this. And we need to find a way to really start generating some excitement again in Kansas City for both of our programs. And this is a way to do it. I mean, I was looking at that press release Kansas sent out yesterday, and on it, it said the only way to get tickets to next year's game at Sprint Center is to be a season ticket holder this year for Kansas basketball. And season ticket packages are still available. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't remember ever on the eve of a season Kansas basketball season tickets being available for purchased and widely discussed like it was in that write-up that we saw yesterday. I think the success of the Royals, the success of Sporting Kansas City, the success of the Chiefs has taken a lot of discretionary income that used to be spent in Columbia and in Kansas, in Lawrence, And it's now being spent on the Chiefs. It's being spent on the Royals. It's being spent on Sporting Kansas City. And I think people have reallocated their dollars to, you know, to go to these professional games as opposed to the college games. And I think both Kansas and Missouri have lost a lot when it comes to the Kansas City market. And so for me, this is an effort for them. While it's fun for us, and we're going to have some smack talking going on all morning long, and the phone lines are open if you want to come in and talk smack on your rival today, that's what this is all about. But it's about both schools trying to grab Kansas City back. I remember having a conversation with somebody at KU about a year ago, and they said to me, their weakest market when it comes to donations in the country is Kansas City. And I thought, wow, that is pretty remarkable. With a huge alumni base here, it's hard to get money out of donors in Kansas City.
They're probably a little forgotten about, too.
And yeah, probably.
Right? That, but, you're so close. You can just pop over to campus. You're going to remember us. Probably hasn't been as much work done in that regard either.
Hasn't been as much work done, and that was also relayed to me. Well, we probably haven't done our best over in Kansas City to get money out. But this is what this is all about. This is a renewal of the rivalry by both schools to say, hey, look at us.
We're still here.
Hey, I know the Chiefs are great, and Patrick Mahomes is the MVP, and the Royals have gotten to back-to-back world championships, and Sporting Kansas City's doing good things, and hey, we're still here. But this was self-inflicted when the Big 12 split up. And we kind of all talked about that Kansas City would be one of the markets, if not really the only market in the country, that was really hurt by conference realignment and the way that it all went down, because it directly involved teams that were big-time teams right here in our town. And that split of those two teams, just Missouri and Kansas alone, just the split of those two schools alone into different conferences, changed the entire sports landscape at the college level here in Kansas City. And they saw what happened in 2007. That's the most excited I've been about a college basketball game in years. It's the most excited I've been since about a college basketball game. And now we got it back because it is a true rivalry. We're not trying to fake a rivalry with Iowa State or with Texas or with Arkansas or with South Carolina. This is an actual true rivalry, one that really has anger and hatred and dislike on both sides. It's great that it's coming back. But sometimes you think to yourself, maybe it's too little too late, because we've kind of passed the college sports by in this town, and we've got an MVP and Super Bowl expectations every year, and a baseball team that's on the come, and a soccer team that's one of the best in the league. And you have to wonder if they waited a little bit too late to renew this rivalry. It's still going to be fun, but I don't know that it's going to recapture Kansas City as a college sports town like it was before the Big 12 split up.
I don't know. But it's going to be a singular event. It won't be, obviously, the year-long capturing of whatever, but a singular event, pretty good.
Sure.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Because you're going to play on both campuses as well. You're going to light that thing up, too, that you're playing on both in both Lawrence and Columbia in the middle of the Sprint Center sandwich, Sprint Center at the bookends of it.
Right.
The campuses twice each in between. You're going to be able to do it. I love the date placement of the whole thing. It's not too early in the non-conference, so both teams kind of get going. It's before conference play starts, so it's kind of that appetizer for that. So I think well thought out, well done. Glad everybody finally got it going. It's the precursor as well. Football, still can't tell me why, but they plan so far out in advance.
We got games scheduled in 2030, Josh.
They're going to tweak dates and they're going to get football done too. They're going to get Arrowhead worked out. There's already like a Missouri versus TBA out there in like 2025 or something.
It's probably going to be Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we just reveal the tab and that's going to be Kansas. So they're going to get football going sooner rather than later. And it's the right thing to do. It's time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all the parties involved in the divorce of the whole thing are gone except for Bill Self.
Right.
And Bill Self was kind of the holdout to this. On the Kansas side, once he started to soften, got basically everybody else had turned over at both schools.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was kind of going to be a matter of time.
Well, it was going to be a matter of time, and I think Bill really saw what happened in 2017 and saw really how important that rivalry was, because for so long, and I believe this as well, for so long as a Kansas guy, I believe that it's not that important. We don't need Mizzou. We'll go out and play Duke. We'll go out and play North Carolina, which is all true, all well and good, and the whole narrative was Missouri needs Kansas more than Kansas needs Mizzou, and I totally believe that from a basketball, you know, strength of schedule standpoint. Mizzou gets a win over Kansas, it's much more valuable than Kansas getting a win over Mizzou. And Kansas has always had the mindset, we're going to play teams that are going to help our RPI. And even Kansas has spread the message before, we're not here to do what's best for Kansas City. We're here to do what's best for the University of Kansas. Well, I think they realize right now that what's best for the University of Kansas now finally is to get this rivalry back started again and generate some interest back in Kansas City for this game. Like, if Kansas released a schedule today and they said, oh, we're playing Duke for the next 4 years, it would maybe be in the update at the top of the hour and we'd move on and we wouldn't talk about it. But this is going to generate interest. This is going to generate excitement. This is going to generate fun. And any Kansas fan out there that is saying, I don't care about this, it's not a big deal, you are a liar. This is a huge deal, because I used to be in that position and I realized in 2017 how much I missed this game, how much I wanted this game back on the schedule, and how much I really needed this game back on the schedule. And I think Kansas and the powers that be at Kansas realize that as well. And I'm saying Bill Self realize that as well, how significant, how fun a game it was.
You took your marching orders from him, and that's fine.
I do, and I still do. Because witch hunt the NCAA is going on as well.
I understand, but that was the holdout to this whole thing. So once that turned, I think people kind of softened on it. He told you for years you didn't need the thing.
Right. And you don't from a scheduling standpoint, but you do from a fan interest standpoint and keeping your fans happy. And like I said to start this segment off, Josh, both schools lost a lot in Kansas City from fan interest and fan dollars being spent because of the split and because the Royals, Chiefs, and Sporting Kansas City all got good.
Do you want to see Alcorn State at Allen Fieldhouse?
No, I don't.
You're going to still see some of those, but you know, they have the juice of the Champions Classic at the beginning of the schedule. You're going to play a November tournament of some sort, whether it's Maui or wherever. All the times that's going to be in rotation. You had a Sprint Center game anyway,
right?
Why not make it Mizzou?
Why not make it Mizzou?
And from Missouri's standpoint as well, they have a lot of juice from their non-conference schedule usually. No. Not really. Not in recent years. They'll play like one game that...
Now, everybody Kansas will play in the non-conference will be a tournament team this year. That's seemingly the way
it works out. But they're all like... They're tournament teams that won their... try to play conference champions or smaller conference. But those don't bring any juice in terms of...
You're not excited about that.
...of going to those games. This one gives you a little juice. And again, at the right time, it's not... You know, the first part of November brings you that Champions Classic. Now, middle December will bring you Missouri, and then you start league play at the end of December.
Right.
Perfect time for both.
I wonder if the Illinois game is going to be affected by this at all over there in St. Louis. I wonder if they're still play that game.
Yeah.
So you're looking at Mizzou playing Kansas and Illinois basically on back-to-back nights, if you will, back-to-back games, because they're right around the same time of the year. That Missouri-Illinois game was always going into the Christmas break, you know, right there before the Christmas holiday started. And so that's going to be kind of cool for Mizzou to see both of their rivals and basically back-to-back games like that, like they're going to have playing big venues, play in front of big crowds. I mean, it does rejuvenate college basketball for that one night here in Kansas City. And quite honestly, for a guy like me who's pretty much checked out on the sport, I need something like this, and this gives me something like this. This gives me excitement, and I can't wait for this game next year.
So you can weigh in on trash talking, because that was always the best part of this this rivalry to me, that it didn't matter what it was. You just start arguing about it.
Yeah, my Facebook page turned back into a dumpster fire for the first time in years last night.
You look back, and you're like, huh, yeah, this means a little something. Yeah. So,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.